It's time for Salesport Talk on a Tuesday. This is Karen Lyle, and I will be your host today. This broadcast reaches 100 million people in 168 countries on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, CRN Talk, and of course, the American Forces Network. One of the things that Americans and all our allies agree on is that we really do care about our veterans, whether they be with the Navy, the Army, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, National Guard, or Air Force. I believe in contributing where I can to charity, and as the International Ambassador for the UK's Armed Forces Equine Charity, I attended my first polo game at Tedworth Park Polo Club and had the opportunity to interview a veteran who has found that playing polo and the relationship between him and a horse has really helped him deal with his PTSD. Let me share a spontaneous interview that I did with Bob McNabb, who competed in the Heroes Cup match. This is Karen Lyle with Salesport Talk, but today I am actually on the Tidsworth Polo Club playing field with Bob McNabb, who just recently played a marvelous polo game. And Bob, I'd like to have you just for a moment tell me what it was that took you from not necessarily liking horses so much to spending so much time with them.
Well, it all started off that I suffered with serious chronic PTSD, and someone who shall remain nameless said, why don't I try polo? But I said, I'm terrified of horses. They said, it's okay, we'll get you through that. Well, they took them 20 minutes to get me in the saddle, and about another quarter of an hour to work out how it moved. But while I was on the pony, I wasn't thinking about the past. And those veterans who suffer with PTSD will understand that I was thinking about the present and the future, which is rather strange feeling for us guys. Mate, I'm 72 this year, so I'm a bit long in the tooth for this, but I suffered for 50 years without help.
And I think that also one of the things that happens when you're doing a sport like this is that you have to focus every moment on what you're doing, or else.
Oh yes, mate, it's all or nothing. You can't do it half-heartedly because it gets a bit boring if you're just wandering and people get fed up. But when the ponies seem to sense when and when not to, and they've just got, as you saw today, they just go like lightning. They just don't care because they're having fun as well. And we're having a job hanging on, but we all got through it today, so that was a good game.
What did you find was the best moment for you out there today?
Getting off. No, I forgot to take my painkillers this morning, so I suffer with, and if people understand, I've got permanent sciatica. Mm-hmm. So I was just running up and down my spine as I was riding around, but you don't think about that, you just have fun. Yeah, you know, it's too late to, you've got to have fun. Life's too short not to. And anyone out there who thinks they're too old, get real. Now, you've just seen someone in his 70s riding a very quick polo pony just for the sheer hell of it.
What's your relationship with your teammates?
We're best friends. All both teams that were on there, we're all best friends because we're all broken in one way or another. And we have a session every Thursday, and afterwards we all go for lunch together. We're that close, and we've got WhatsApp groups having, so we're always talking, so we're never totally on our own. There's always someone there. If you're having a bad day, there's someone there that'll come and help.
Thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate you giving me this time.
You're more than welcome, I assure you.
The next game was the Rundle Cup, which is a vigorous match between the UK Army and Navy. I was fascinated by the way in which those polo players maneuvered their horses to drive the ball down the field. But the trickiest part was when all the horses were close together and each player was trying to reach between the feet of the moving horse right underneath him to capture the ball with their stick and take control. There were some great plays on the field during that game. I had an opportunity to interview Commodore Dean Bassett just after the Navy won the Rundle Cup. This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk on Sports Byline, broadcasting to 100 million people in 168 countries from Tedsworth. And this is the Rundle Cup, and I am speaking with Commodore Dean Bassett, CVE, Royal Navy, after a win for the first time in 7 years. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. So, superb game. Both the Army and Navy played really well, but for the first time, as you say, in 7 years, the Navy come away with it. What's interesting is that the Rundle World Cup goes back to 1910. First played in Malta, and then when British forces withdrew from Malta in the 60s, it was brought home, and we've played here at Tidworth ever since, except for 1 year, 2020, during the COVID pandemic.
Well, I'm wondering, I was just in Malta in 2019 before the pandemic. Where did you play?
In 2020, we didn't play, unfortunately.
Right.
To all your listeners and viewers out there, I mean, Ronald Cup's got such historic value. It's a heavily fought cup between the Army, British Army, and the Royal Navy. In the early years of the cup, in the sort of 30s and 40s, the Navy used to run away with it, would you believe? Lately, it's been the Army. So to get a Navy win today, huge achievement. I'm really proud of the lads.
Well, and some great playing. That was not any small accomplishment.
No, thank you. And to be fair to the Army, they played really well. It just went the Navy's way today. Great support. We could hear the support. I mean, when you're galloping along at 35 miles an hour, you don't normally hear much, but because of the wind noise, but we could hear the cheering. So the crowd really brought us home today. And you can hear my voice has gone as well.
That's very true. Now, you're also in a position of chairman of the Royal Navy Polo Association and the Rundle Cup Committee.
That's right, yeah. So I sort of run the committee that does that runs this event, but to be honest, I just give them a little bit of direction, and there's lots of other people that do the hard work. So Tidworth Park Polo Club, who put on the day for us, HMS Sultan, HMS Collingwood, who provide the sailors who are walking around with us now, Solent University Royal Naval Unit that were here the week before to help set up, and of course the Army teams and the Navy teams. Without everybody put together, this wouldn't be the day it is.
Now, this Commodore, you know, we've dropped Commodore in the U.S.
Yes,
Navy, so you still have it.
Rear Admiral lower half. Yeah.
That's right. So you have. Tell me how the Commodore fits in the lineup.
So same as yours. So the rank above captain and the rank above what you would call Rear Admiral higher off.
Here we're just stuck with the yacht Commodores, right?
Yeah. I think the Royal Navy was there first with Commodore.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is an absolutely beautiful day here at Tidworth Park Polo Club, where the families of active members of the armed forces and veterans are comfortably seated along the edges of the park with chairs, food, and drink. It's an all-day affair, with vendors selling wares and a hospitality tent offered by Team Force for the corporate sponsors who donate to the armed forces charity causes. People have been walking their dogs along the park, visiting friends, enjoying the sunlight. During the break between matches, the commentator asks everyone to take a walk on this immense field and greet their friends. But part of the reason for that tradition is that the polo game makes divots in the grass on the field, and the spectators become active participants in the breaks in pushing down broken pieces of grass with their feet while they are visiting with each other before the next game begins. I wouldn't have known this if I hadn't had the opportunity to sit next to a polo player who cued me into all the nuances of the game and the traditions that surround it. This particular park is the home of the Armed Forces Equine Charity, and I wanted to replay for you an interview I did of the founder of that charity, Jamie Balls. This is Karen Lyle of Sales Support Talk, and I'm here with James Balls, who is the Executive Director of the Armed Forces Equine Charity. James, it's such a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And last night you had such a marvelous event where you gathered together people to recognize this beautiful charity that gives hope and inspiration to people who were in the armed forces who might have PTSD or other struggles that they're dealing with, and it relates to horses. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes. So the dinner was at the Saddlers Livery Hall, a great place for us as an equine charity to hold a dinner. We had 130 guests who really were just informing them of what we're up and doing at the moment, which is, you've hit it on the head already, we use horses to help people. Never have been an equestrian, but I have served in the British military for 37 years, and I've seen what it's done for servicemen around the world, globally, American servicemen, as well as a British serviceman, European serviceman, NATO serviceman, and those who are struggling with anxiety and stress. The horse doesn't judge you. The horse doesn't make any criticisms of you. The horse is about connecting with the horse. And to connect with the horse, if I tap my leg to my dog will come to me. If I tap my leg to a horse, it'll run away. You've got to make that connection. So you've got to get rid of the anxiety and stress that's in your body to make the connection. And that is the turning point at which the therapy, recovery, and rehabilitation can start happening.
And you had a woman there that was recognized in part of your awards for the charity, the lovely red hair from Scotland. She and I talked a little bit. She had such an inspiring story of how her life was transformed. Can you tell us a little bit about her and how this charity had an impact on her life and what she's done?
So it's a sad story, but it's a good story. So her husband, Alan, was referred to us by the National Health System. He had tried to take his own life, a serviceman struggling to deal with what he had experienced. He'd never met horses before. He came to us with completely grey, completely shut off. And after a week with us, he had fundamentally changed. At the time, I hadn't met Jenny, the lady you met. I hadn't realised, of course, that PTSD gets into the family, but like everything does. And she was suicidal as well. And she saw a change in her husband, which gave her hope. Obviously, Alan's recovery was going really, really well. But Jenny and Alan's connection with horses helped. But more than that, Jenny continues to bake cakes, to get up every day, to go to our cafe, where most of our beneficiaries we help go, and she talks to them. And she was, without doubt, when I went to the trustees and said, look, this has to be our winner in 2022, 2023, it was unanimous. She is a very special lady, and we encourage the most senior military person who's from Scotland, you know, to come and present that award. One of those people in life just gives more than they take. You know, fantastic lady.
And we'll have a page for you on Salesport Talk. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you very much indeed. It's a pleasure.